The Mary Wallopers are Ireland's most outspoken group, which I must say is a hotly contested title. An awesome band here to say to anyone that if you think folk music is nothing but a relic of the past, you might not be ready for the future. And your immediate future shows that the Mary Wallopers are coming to town, playing in Eora, Sydney at the Enmore Theatre on Saturday, 13th of September. Don't believe me? Well, maybe you'll believe Charles Hendy from the Mary Wallopers, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Charles, how are you?
I am great. All the better for talking to you.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you. One thing that I wanted to ask about your band, you had like the absolute best way to get through the COVID pandemic. You built a pub at your house.
Yes, we were the originators of the COVID pub. We know we weren't the only ones that did it, but yeah, pretty much as soon as the pandemic happened, we had a load of gigs lined up and then we were going, we have to do something after they were all cancelled. So we built a pub. Originally, it was supposed to be a recording studio, but we got over ourselves very quickly.
How difficult was it to build a pub?
It is not that hard, would you believe?
What would your tips be?
You can build it anywhere. You know, stools, everything comes. Build it and they will come. People will start bringing you around. Pictures to put up in it. Because people want somewhere to drink as well. So, you know, it's very easy to build a pub. As long as you don't get involved in regulation, licensing, anything like that.
Well, you're not a band that really deals much with regulation, are you? You're out there doing your own thing.
Yes, that's the truth. We will never have regulations in our band. It's a horrible band to be in for that reason.
Or a great band, if you will. How did the Mary Wallopers start?
We were very poor. We were living in a house in Dundalk, three of us, me, my brother, and one of our friends.
Yeah.
And we had no money. We were buying Tesco baked beans. I don't know if you've ever tried them. They're not pleasant.
No.
And Tesco's white bread. And I think it was amounting to less than a euro for both of them, and that's what we were eating every day. So we had no money for drink, no money for heating.
Yeah.
And we loved singing ballads. So we used to start in the first pub in the town of Dundalk and go in and see if they'd give us pints for singing songs. And then as soon as that ran dry, we'd just go next door to the next pub, and we would get around the town that way. Eventually, pubs started paying us money because it was probably cheaper for them.
That's a good way. And that's what a baptism of fire there, to get the band all tight by just out there plying your trade.
Yeah, you have to do it.
And now you're coming all the way to Australia. Things are going very well for the band at the moment.
Yeah, we're all over the place. You know, we're writing a lot at the moment. And last year we went to Australia. This year we're back. And it probably is the number one place that we are excited about playing. Like honestly, it's when we went last year, it was fantastic. And we're so excited to come back. We're not looking forward to the traveling.
No.
You know, the flight. But that's how much we are willing to come back because we love it.
Well, the
so
flight
we're incredibly excited, all of us.
It might give you a bit of time to sleep.
The horrible journey.
Yeah, it'll give you time to sleep because beyond that, your gigging is just absolutely relentless. It's like you never really have a day off, do you? Unless you're on having a travel day.
Yeah, we never really stop, and it's always kind of been that way, you know. Because when you stop, you kind of start losing a part of who you are, or we do anyway. Maybe we're all mental cases. Probably are. You know, you start going, I don't really know what I do. What do we do? So even when we're not busy, like this year, we consider ourselves less busy because we're supposed to be writing and you know, writing for this new album. And, you know, even when we consider ourselves not busy, for a lot of bands, that would be considered incredibly busy. You know, we've done all the festival season. We had a tour this year in England and in Europe, and then also we're doing Australia. So that for us is not a busy year, but I can see how people would say that it's incredibly busy.
You know what it's like from the outside looking in. And obviously sort of you're there, you're making your own new songs, you're in the writing process there at the moment. Mm-hmm. But obviously traditional music is also a very important part of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, there's a reason it makes it all the harder to write our own songs. Because we sing songs that are sometimes 400 or 500 years old, you know, and then there's a reason they're still around, because they're still relevant.
Yeah.
They're still good songs. And then we're trying to write our songs up beside songs that have already lasted centuries. So it's no easy feat, but we will do it.
Yes.
You know?
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, it's great that those songs from hundreds of years ago are still awesome and fun to play and great to listen to. But I guess it's also an insight into human nature that some of the struggles outlined in those songs are struggles that still exist.
Yeah, and it's funny because the struggles are usually class struggles.
Yeah.
You know, we sing songs about landlords and stuff like this, about governments, and the songs are ancient, you know, about rich people. And you know what's funny is, like, in the last 4 years or so, the songs are getting more and more and more relevant.
Yeah.
Which is a bit scary, but it only makes us want to sing them louder. And it's all the more need for them, you know. So it is the human condition. And then also, outside of class and politics and money, you know, the human condition, people still have always liked drinking pints, you know, and having sex and fishing, stuff like that.
We cover all of these topics on this show, at least one of them. We got a fishing segment.
Not yet. No fishing segment.
Oh, no. We don't have a pint segment or that other topic you were discussing there. But it's really amazing stuff. I'm really looking forward to the Mary Wallopers making their way out to Australia. You're working on new stuff at the moment. You've recently put out a new single called The Juice.
The Juice is right. That's the new single. It's about getting drunk because the state of the world is so horrible.
Okay, then. I won't read into that one too much. Does that mean that there's going to be a new album on the horizon? Is this the first signs of a new full-length release from the Mary Wallopers?
That is the truth. That is the truth. We've been working away very hard with our crayons, trying to come up with songs and album artwork. So there is hope on the horizon for a new Mary Wallopers album.
Indeed. All right. And you're going to be here in Sydney playing at the Enmore Theatre on the evening of Saturday, 13th of September. We hope you have an awesome time. And please, if the time permits, feel free to rock on into the 2SER studios and start establishing a pub here. Your memory will live long. Charles Hendy from the Mary Wallopers, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me, and see you soon.